You missed it all last Friday, Cooper.
What did I miss?
You missed it all last Friday.
I was a busy man. I was off doing my thing.
Well.
What did I miss?
Donald shared a story with us last week, and I have to say, like, it was absolutely wild.
Is this the Donald overshare story?
Well, no, it's not an overshare. Well, so, you know the way Don Juan over there, as Donald, he does be out and about hanging with the ladies. And sometimes his cousins.
Ah, come on.
No. Well, he got himself into some sticky situation. Go on, Donald.
Yeah, it's basically first date disasters. So I was, met a girl. We said we're going on a first date. Great. She said, oh, I'm at my mum's 45 minutes away. That's fine.
45 minutes away?
I'll come to your mum's, sound. She said, yeah, meet me here, sound.
Okay.
Knocked on the door. Her mum answered. And the first thing she said was, would you change religious beliefs? Bearing in mind, this is
the first
date.
Sorry, who said this to you?
This is the mother.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've met this one and all the rest of it.
Now, was she actually serious?
Oh, yeah. She looked me in the eye and asked me the question. And there was no smile, no joke, just dead on, asked the question. And they're Jewish.
Okay.
Okay.
So I knew she was Jewish, but, you know, lightly Jewish, not full on. Anyway, fine. I said, no, I'm all right, thanks. And she went, okay. And then walked me into the kitchen. Within 5 minutes of chatting to the girl I was on the date, going on the date with, and the mum said, so how many kids do you want?
Oh, God.
And I just looked at her, and the girl I was going on the date with was looking back, waiting for the answer. And I just said, oh, I was thinking, oh, they're obviously taking the mick. So I said, well, Dad is one of 14, so 9 or 10, maybe? And she just went, well, you better get working.
Oh, my God.
This is 10 minutes into this first date meet now. Yeah, so...
So were you frightened at this stage?
I was just like, let's get away from the mother. But then we met...
Or did you actually get cracking?
We
you know, Carol.
What? Well, that's what this. That's what the mom told him to do.
We met up a couple of times after. We didn't really go on another date, really. No,
no, you were too frightened.
I was a bit like, no,
not enough
mother.
Dates to have 10 children.
Yeah, she's going to turn into the mother. So no, yeah.
Oh my God!
So that got us talking about first date disasters, and you missed some great ones.
Okay, yeah. All right. Let's get your first date disasters in. I'm on board for this. I love this. 0871 102 107. I wonder, was it a setup that maybe she didn't like the course of Donald? She's like, well, I'm going to do the mother.
Yeah, she didn't like the cause you were jib.
On the day, and I don't think it was that, no.
I don't know. Yeah. She'd be ringing you and sending you a WhatsApp. Here, Donald, any sign of those babies yet? Do you know what I mean? You coming to the synagogue later on? Do you know what I mean? All right, 0871 102 107. What are you saying? First date disasters. I don't know if that can be bet. Let me know. Hit Music lives right here, and so do embarrassing stories about first dates. Donald was on a first date, went 45 minutes to the first date's home,
yeah.
And was basically grilled by the mother of how many children you were going to have, and are you willing to change your
religious beliefs? Yeah.
There you go. All right, okay. So that relationship didn't.
It didn't come to fruition, no.
Too much pressure, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so 0871 102 107. What are your first date disaster stories?
My story is, got asked out with this guy I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know where we were going. It was a surprise. So, obviously, I got dressed up, tried to look my best for my first date with this guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice. Put in a bit of effort. Like, I'm sure, Donald, you put in a bit of effort. Yeah. You put on your little Cuban heels.
You know, the Cuban heels came out. That is exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Go on, Joe.
At the bus to city centre, and okay. He brought me on our first date to a bodybuilding competition.
Oh, sure. Look, it's more interesting than the cinema or like, you know, let's go for a walk in the park. Bodybuilding competition. All right, what was that like?
No. Joke, a bodybuilding competition, and I was kind of sitting there all dressed up.
Go on.
In the seats, watching all these lads on stage, all oiled up and weirdly muscular. Yeah, that is not somewhere you bring someone on a first date. However, I obviously forgave him because we dated for quite a while after that.
There you go. That's there pretty good, go. Girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's unique. It might have been a bit uncomfortable. Not to mention slippery. Do you know what I mean?
And you're sitting there, here, wait to see this guy's pecs. Watch what he do.
It's moving
like
him up and down.
Your date's like, hang on a second, do you want to date me or him? Which one?
Yeah. Yeah. Strange.
I like it. All right, keep them coming. 087-1102-107. It's a Friday morning to tell all the tales of first date's disaster stories. Yeah. My God, Donald, you absolute looter.
Why?
Went on his first date with a girl, drove 45 minutes to her house to be interrogated by her mother. Would you change religion, and are you willing to have 10 children with your daughter? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's in 10 minutes of meeting the mother. This is the impression I got.
How many dates did you go on them?
That was the first date. And then we met up a couple of times afterwards, but not really dating.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's fair. So it, did, so it didn't work out. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't work out. No.
We got Louise on the phone. Good morning, Louise.
Louis. Hi, Louis.
Sorry, Louis. I can't read my own writing. Yay.
Louis is short for Louise, so it's half right.
Oh, half right. Okay.
I've never been called half anything before.
Louise or Louis?
Yeah, I prefer Louis.
You prefer Louis. Okay. Louis, tell us, you had a disastrous first date.
Oh, in all fairness, I didn't know it was a disaster until after it. Mm-hmm. It had gone pretty normally, you know. Sixth year, you're on a date with a guy. It's dinner and a movie. It's sweet. I thought it went well. Yeah. Until I got home, and I was scrolling through some blogs, as you did back then, and I came upon his blog, where he had completely just complained and annihilated the date from start to finish.
Oh my God.
Forgetting that I followed his blog.
What? I mean, what was he saying, and why would he even do something like that?
Everything from what I was wearing to what we went to see, what I picked to eat.
Oh, wow.
How could
everything
he...
was wrong.
What, sorry, now I'm nosy. What did you pick to eat that, I mean...
I knew you'd go there.
Sorry. What did you pick to eat that he criticised?
Apparently, because I had picked a salad, I was very into sports at the time, and I was staying fit and stuff, so I had picked the salad. Apparently, I didn't pick real food.
Oh my God, this man. Oh, rage is bubbling for you, Louis. So, and what happened? You had seen all these things on his blog, and other people in your year followed the blog as well.
Yeah, everyone in the year had been following this blog, and he used real names, so it was definitely about me.
Oh my God. Horrendous.
Now,
and then the funniest bit, I think, is the fact that he then asked for a second date and was surprised I said no.
What an absolute looter.
Well, come here, if you're going to do a review, you got to be thorough. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, stop. Did you ever confront him about it?
No, I just left him thinking that I said no for no reason. I wanted him to think that he did something wrong.
You go, girlfriend. Yes,
now,
queen.
So he judged you on... I knew Una would go straight to what did you have to eat, because that's all she's interested in asking about.
It's kind of like,
yeah. So, but what I want to know is, and be honest with me, be open and honest, you picked the movie, yeah?
No, he did.
Oh, okay. Well, what did he pick? So let's judge him.
I think it must have been... I think it was Prometheus.
Prometheus? Oh, yeah.
But
I thought
it was a good movie.
So he's into his alien, yeah. So he likes a little bit of sci-fi.
He was a bit of a nerd, yeah.
Hey, those nerds are the rich, successful people. So
have you seen him since?
Not since secondary school, no.
Oh, okay. All right, fair so dues.
Well, we wish the both of you well. If your paths ever cross again. Oh my God. You don't miss blogs when people have their own little personal blogs. I think it was one of the worst things you could add to something.
Yeah, like, awful.
Yeah, do personal reviews and things, you know. And then we're left to like judge people and stuff. It's like, oh my God. You know, so you got over it anyway. Did you find love in the end, Louis?
I did indeed. I have a lovely partner now, and we've got a little one on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Baby! Hey!
When is the due date?
January.
Okay, so where are we now? Not long to go. Not long to go.
No. Are you going to
find out the sex?
Eventually.
Eventually. Okay. All right. Congratulations.
In January, when the baby arrives, they're like, "Yo." Listen. Thank you so much for sharing your story. All right.
Thank you.
Right, thanks, cheers. Louis. Bye.
There you go. 087-1-102-107. First date disasters. Have you been blogged about? Have you been rated online?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.